It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, let's dive into a trending report. I would imagine you have some local stuff.
I do.
Hey!
And it's full of puppies.
Ah, puppies.
Yay. So DIA is hosting its annual puppy bowl. Have you heard about this? Did you know DIA had a puppy bowl?
No, well, I did not.
Yes. Is this the puppy bowl?
No.
That's what I was wondering.
Before the Super Bowl that's happening in New Orleans. This is more like a come meet these cute puppies who are going to be up for adoption.
Oh, okay. So this is kind of a knockoff.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's not like you can go in and on your flight to Vegas pick up a puppy, you know? Like, they're just holding this little event so people can come in and see what they've got going on. Several adoptable puppies running around a gated area there at DIA. This is happening Friday.
Cute.
Yeah, and then Saturday, those same puppies are going to be available for adoption at Denver Animal Shelter. So,
well, that's neat. Wonder if you can put your, like, name on one of them. Like, I'm going to want that one.
I claim that puppy.
I bet you can.
Can you claim
them?
Like,
yeah. I'm coming back on Sunday, you know, from my weekend trip or whatever, hold this.
Because if not, that's kind of a
tease.
I want to say jerk move, but a tease.
Tease you with
puppies. You show up, you fall in love with one.
Yeah.
Your kids are there, they fall in love, and they're like, I'm sorry, it's going to somebody else.
Well, the good news is there's lots of available puppies at shelters.
Yeah, but sometimes you just connect with one, Katie.
I know, but you may connect with two.
Katie, I want to connect with the one at the airport.
Do you?
And then what happens when I can't get it?
You'll have to be at the Denver Animal Shelter early Saturday morning to make sure you are first in line to get that puppy. And they'll have cats too, in case you're a cat man. No?
Nope.
Not a cat guy, Josh?
I like cats.
Josh?
Yeah. I've had cats. Or my family. I've never owned one myself, but
we've had cats ever since I was a little kid growing up, and then we had one for about 17 years, and I was like, no more.
You know why I like cats?
No more
litter
box.
For like, the litter box is kind of gross, but I like that for like 18 hours of the day, cats don't want anything to do with you. Then they'll cuddle with you for like an hour and then go away.
It's like my wife.
Do you know what my dad did when we were younger? He told us that when we were sleeping, the cats would come on our chest and suck our soul out of our mouth.
Wow.
And so my dad was smart because we never wanted a cat. We only wanted dogs. Like, cats scared us growing up. And then I found out later that's actually a Stephen King movie. I was telling someone that once.
And they're like,
And they're like, your dad just took a Stephen King movie and told you it was real and
that's
scared you.
Hilarious.
And we totally, every one of us believed it.
Well, your
None
dad was a heavy drinker, so, I mean, you probably wanted to believe anything he said.
He had some tales, that Richard.
I bet he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're not supposed to have the cat if you have a baby.
Yeah.
Because they crawl in the crib and suffocate the baby, so.
Yeah.
Cats are evil.
Is that a real thing?
Another Stephen King movie.
So growing up, my mom and dad had two cats, and then I came into the picture, and my dad actually put like a screen door, like a front door screen door on my bedroom.
So
they could put me down for a nap or whatever in there and close the screen door to the bedroom, and the cats couldn't get in. Classy AF.
They like the way babies smell, too. The milk, I guess, is what
they're
attracted
to. Old milk breath.
So,
and then, Josh, they lay on your baby's face, and the baby's not strong enough to push them off.
Yeah.
What?
You've never heard that?
No. Yeah. I mean, I have no kids, so, man. Wow. Yeah.
Cats will kill your baby, so be careful.
You send all those
emails that's really important information.
Jeremy at Mix 100.
No, why? I'm giving you good advice if you have a baby and a cat.
You're
is this
right.
a Stephen King movie? Or
no,
is this? I'm freaking out
happening?
Now. Like,
I have also been drinking heavily, much like Katie's dad.
Oh, my gosh. Moving on to the next story,
Quick,
shall
move
we?
On.
All right. Denver in the top cities to get married in. This is a nationwide story.
Does
that's
this
right.
piss you off?
It just means if you're getting married, it's easy to do it in Denver because they have all the things that you need. Event planners, venues, flower and gift shops, musicians, DJs.
They have this stuff everywhere.
But more per capita.
Why is ours better?
We have more per capita. Number one on the list for event planners per capita. We have wedding chapels and churches.
Why do we
and
have so many event
shops.
Planners?
People want to get married here, apparently. We came in number 17 on a list of like 200 cities, and even Colorado Springs and Aurora making this list. Colorado
Aurora?
Springs, 67.
You'd think like
Vail. Aurora, 139. Yeah. No mountain towns made this list, but I think it's because it's so expensive to get married up there. That kind of just took them right off
That's
the list.
That's a high-class
like,
Find
wedding.
A hill.
Aurora, you can get married for like $500.
Yeah,
so
they
funny.
Pay you.
Just go out to the mountains, find
I'm
a
kidding,
random
I'm
hill,
kidding.
A priest,
a
and get married. No, that's hilarious. I might
that's
actually
funny.
Do that.
Find
I'm
a hill.
Do get, find a hill.
Sound of Music. There you go, yeah.
I can't imagine being a wedding planner, though. Like, dealing with all the the headaches that of all that and juggling everything.
Anything.
Dealing
anything.
With the families and the parents and the mother-in-laws and the bridezillas. And
the whole wedding experience, if you're involved in it in any way. I told you guys about how I tried to be a wedding DJ once, and it did not work out well for
crying.
Me. I cried during the father-daughter dance just because it was so emotional for me. I was like, that's his
so beautiful.
She's like, that should have been me.
And then, that dad is so sober.
The mom said, the DJ's crying. Like, what is happening right now? So, yeah, I can't be a wedding DJ.
Poor Katie.
Cannot be a wedding DJ. one more story here. We have more than 5,000 people who signed up for season tickets for the National Women's Soccer League in Denver. That is a record for the National Women's Soccer League as far as 5,000 people getting signed up to be season ticket members. That's awesome. Look at Denver showing up.
All right.
To support a team that hasn't even formed yet.
Okay.
Look at us. It's amazing. It's good.
I'm glad you love
That's
it.
Awesome.
You got a twinkle in your eye right
so
now.
So cool.
All right.
Are you going to cry again?
No. One more story, though, because I did forget about the thousands of golden retrievers gathering in Golden.
Oh, Goldens. Yes.
Goldens in Golden. It's their big yearly event that happens, and it's the Saturday that's closest to National Golden Retriever Day. Remember we talked about that on Monday?
Monday.
So every year they hold this, and they celebrate the dog that is the most popular in the state of Colorado. That is the Golden Retriever, followed by the Chihuahua, the Golden Doodle, the German Shepherd, and the French Bulldog.
I have been to Goldens in Golden, and it is a heck of an event. Like, I loved it. You cannot not be happy when you're there, because it's like the Goldens are like the friendliest dogs in the entire world.
They're
so good with people. They love you. They just come up to you.
Can you imagine how many times your crotch is going to get sniffed on Saturday?
You know, I don't
even
care.
People go just for that.
More so than usual for you, Josh.
Okay. Well,
it's like being at the club.
Look, I mean, I like Goldens. My grandparents raised Goldens my entire life.
I know why.
I don't understand what's happening.
Dogs,
I love dogs.
They're so sweet. They listen. They're trainable.
They're
and
so
they
family friendly. They'll
adorable.
Let the babies tug on the ears.
Yeah.
And they're so, like, they don't get mad. They don't. They're
and
such a happy
let's
dog.
Let's be honest. They're so fluffy.
They're so cute. I love them. Go. Seriously, if you can have
a chance. Do you guys need
to
get a room?
No.
I feel like you guys are. Do you need a cigarette right now? The way you guys are going off about Golden Retriever, my God.
You don't like Golden?
You haven't experienced
it. No, I do,
it.
But man, the passion.
They're better than
you
Goldie
two.
Fawn, Jer.
Yeah,
I would guarantee you they are. Yeah. I guarantee you. My dog never sniffs my crotch. So I'm looking at the news article, Golden, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
I know last year we were going to go to it, but there was a crazy blizzard going on because I know we were wanting to take our kids to it.
It says 43 for the high. Maybe 43.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right. I'm going to try to go to this, I think.
You don't want to when it's thousands of wet dogs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Make sure you plan it right.
It's not
good, say
yeah.
just dress for it. If it's going to be a little chilly, make sure that you have, you know, your jacket and whatnot. And if you're bringing your little puppy Nana to the event,
I don't want
to
bring puppy Nana.
Those little slippers you put on.
Nah.
They're so cute.
I don't
cute.
Want to embarrass
the
my
little
dog.
Shoes.
Paws get cold too, Jer. Paws
yeah,
get cold.
No, that's why
and
she's going to stay
cute.
Home. Is there like tents with food and
yeah,
is there
I
other things?
Yeah, I think it's a free event. And then if you do want to buy things, you
there,
can.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Golden has just plenty of places. You can hit up Holidaily Brewing Company for your beer, Jer.
I could go to Holidaily.
Absolutely.
I actually have a couple
Rose,
free
man.
Drinks there. So.
Yeah. They have like the best root beer I've ever had in my life. Oh my gosh.
That's what I'd be going
so
for
good.
Absolutely. All right, I like this. I'm gonna post a link actually on our Facebook for this. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I'll go
should.
With you.
Yeah, all right. You know what we should do? Can I put you on a leash and walk you around over there?
That would be hilarious. That would be
make sure you Facebook Live that.
So funny.
Can I put some booties on you too?
I'm down, man. Let's do it. Sure, that'll be my fun Saturday.
Are you gonna sniff his crotch though? Because
all right, no more crotch sniffing.
I don't like
not
that.
Again. I've already done it.
I already done it.
Okay. What do you have?
Actually,
Jeremy?
I want you to do one more story because it's. I think it's very important because it was top of the news this morning. This guy impersonating a police officer. officer. Do you have all that information?
Well, it's honestly a little scary when you think about it. So a gentleman got pulled over. This was over in the like North Park Hill area. I think it was like 38th and Colorado-ish. Okay. But anyway, somebody got pulled over, and the van that pulled him over was a gray van, and they put lights on top of their car, pulled over this gentleman, and then as they're, you know, giving them their license and whatnot, it was he put his wallet down on the window, and this guy grabbed his wallet, stole his wallet, brought the license back.
Here's your license,
bye. Didn't even notice his wallet was gone until a time later. But they found out. Actually, they found fraudulent charges on his car, and I think his bank called him and was like, "Hey, we're seeing, you know, these fraudulent charges, or these charges. We're not sure if they're you." So that's how they caught him. That's how he figured out that this cop stole his wallet.
This fake cop
stole his wallet. And so they're saying, just be wary of people trying to impersonate police officers and pull you over.
There's so many undercover cop cars now that are not just like, you know, the Ford Explorer or anything like that. Like, there is a very undercover F-150 that I've seen and things like that. There's a Tesla one. Like, there's a bunch of different. So, like, a gray van wouldn't necessarily be out of the ordinary, you know?
Yeah.
So the story I saw this morning that said, if you feel any inkling of it being off, not right, just a little weird, you know, your gut will tell you.
Hit the gas.
Hit the gas and go for it and run for the border. No, they say you can actually say, hey, give me a sec. You can put up your window. You can call 911 and say, this is, ask for the officer's name and badge number and say, hey, I'm being pulled over right now. I need to confirm that this is actually happening. And they can call dispatch and make sure it's legit, they said.
And also, I mean, honestly, as a woman, like, that's a little terrifying to think to tell the guy, excuse me, I just want to verify that you're a real police officer, so I'm going to roll up this window and call the cops. Like, that is a little, to them, I'm sure that they would then feel...
But I guess it's within your right to do that.
No, it's within your right, but that still scares me a little. Something that I've known as a woman is you don't have to pull over unless you're in a well-lit parking lot, a space that you feel safe. You're able to put your blinker on and let them know that you have every intention of pulling over. Mm. But I'm not pulling over on some dark street where there's
no... So you get to a Walmart or something.
Exactly. I'm going to make sure I'm safe before I do that. And I double-checked that online before I spoke those words on air because I wanted to make sure that that was still a thing. And
Katie's an expert because she's been pulled over many times. In fact, earlier this week, wasn't it?
No, last week.
It was last
week
you got pulled over.
But
so she's an expert.
Yeah, I know. I know a thing or two.
Can you see Katie driving around for like 15 minutes with a turn signal on trying to find
a
well-lit place?
I actually can.
She just keeps turning and turning.
I'm almost there. Hold on.
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Next thing
you
know, there's 15 cop cars behind you.
Just trying to get to this Chili's.
You guys see me on the news? Like, is that our co-host?
Is that Katie's car?
Woman with turn signal on for 15 miles.
I'm just saying.
To get safe.
You gotta feel safe.
You gotta feel safe.
Pull over.
That's right.
Put that out there.
You funny. Here's some very important news coming out of Colorado. You should be aware of this. Broccoli sold at Walmart in 20 states is the subject of a deadly recall. It is the Braga Fresh broccoli. I guess it has Listeria in it, and they said it's a murder death kill situation. Like, if you get it, it's so bad it could actually lead to death if you eat this broccoli.
Oh no.
So be very careful. And Colorado is within the 20 states that this recall is happening. So if you've purchased any broccoli at Wally World lately, just trash it.
So this is just at Walmart?
Take it back for a refund. That's what this is saying. Okay. Broccoli sold at Walmart in 20 states. Which, you know, Katie's not going to have to worry about that because she doesn't buy broccoli.
I do.
Is it chocolate covered?
I don't think you do.
I ain't got a lot to take it.
I know you pretty well. Waffle House, this is a story for you, Katie. Waffle House has announced that they've added a 50-cent surcharge on every single egg that they sell now.
Oh, it's getting out of hand.
Went into effect on Monday, and it's been applied to all items on the menu that has eggs in it, essentially.
Oh, that's everything.
It's
pretty much everything, right?
I just
made my reservation there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Dang it.
They say the surcharge is temporary, though. And instead of going through and like boosting all the prices on the menu, they say this will probably settle down eventually. Egg prices will come back down. So in the meantime, you'll just get that 50-cent surcharge per egg.
Honestly, I'm not mad about that, though. Like, I understand. Like,
I get it.
They're so expensive. Like, that's tough. And when, 90% of your menu has eggs on it?
Yeah.
It makes sense, because they're spending a lot of money on it. I bet IHOP will follow suit. I mean.
Yeah, I was just seeing that, you know, the local mom and pop restaurants that use eggs, a lot of eggs, too, like bakeries, they're averaging like $35,000 extra a year just on eggs right now because of those prices. And that's restaurant prices. So, you know, they get a little bit of a discount. So they're spending $35,000 extra dollars a year. That's a lot.
That's wild.
Yeah,
it is a lot. I was talking with the owners of Le Peep when they were in here a few months ago, and they were talking about how, I don't remember what the numbers were, but their cost of an egg was like, let's say 50 cents. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's up to like $2 an egg now or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It was something ridiculous. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But yeah, then it just gets trickled down to us. So that just means you need to order more bacon.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There was a bowl of two eggs in the back of the fridge last night. Nicole's like, you need to figure out what these are, what the deal is with these eggs. They've been in here for a while. I was like, oh, those are hard boiled. No big deal. And I went and I grabbed one and I cracked it on the side of the sink to, eat it for today. And it was raw. She's like, no.
You just threw away $15.
Yeah, she's like,
man.
You just wasted $5. No.
You're like, pick it up.
Yeah. What else is going on? I don't care about that. Some of the prop bets for the Super Bowl are out. One of the biggies is Travis Kelce going to propose to Tay-Tay after the game.
Oh, gosh. They're not going to do that, right?
No. You don't think?
Stars like that don't get married. They are too famous to be married. Or if they do, it's one of those Kim Kardashian weddings that's 72 days, and that's it. Like, You're Taylor's too famous to be married.
I think she wants to be married. I just don't think she wants it to happen at the Super Bowl. I think she'd be like, really? We can't, like, this is,
are you kidding me? They would lap that up like,
no. The way. NFL
the
would.
Goldens
Taylor
and
would
Goldens.
Not.
No,
they
would
lap that up.
I don't think Taylor would like that.
Yeah,
really?
No. I think Travis wants the Super Bowl to be his day.
This is my day.
Yeah, except until they lose. And then he's going to be sad.
Please lose. So, oh, my gosh.
Please lose. Please lose.
So over that.
Real quick. We didn't do this. Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I posted a link to an article. It's a chef that rolled the world's thinnest handmade noodle.
Oh.
0.007 inches thick. It is a very, very thin noodle.
Can you even see that?
It's like a human hair.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
It's not filling at all. Well, if you're low carb in it.
Oh.
Low carb. That's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.